It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
You're starting to think about football, right? Starting to think about the Bears. You're starting to think about the NFL.
Did that about a month ago.
I know we want to get into the NBA Finals, but I want to let you know we're thinking about football, too, and we have already organized the 16th Annual Fantasy Football Convention. It's all presented by Miller Lite. We're back at 115 Bourbon Street. You should be back with us, too. Tickets are just $20. You can buy them on ESPNChicagoFFC.com. It's going to be a party, ESPNChicagoFFC.com. The date is August 21st. That's a Saturday, so we'll get there like mid-morning. We'll have all the information you need, all the fantasy football tips you can handle. Field Yates is outstanding. He's going to fly into town, talk about the Bears, talk about fantasy football and your drafts, take your questions.
You know what I think we need to do as well? We need to have, because a lot of people that will be there will be potentially asked to be in a commissioner's role. We should have a seminar on how to be a fantasy football commissioner.
That's really good. That's really good. Yeah. Right. And Meller should sit in the audience. Right. Or he could give the don'ts. When we do the do's and don'ts of being a commissioner, if you accept the commissioner's role, don't bellyache that you had to be the commissioner.
I'm not intentionally looking to pick a scab. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm paid now.
I'm just saying that over the course of this entire day, we're going to hit on a number of things.
Yes.
There may be at least maybe a 20-minute seminar on how to be a quality fantasy football commissioner in your league.
We got to do the picking of the fantasy football team names in the future for fantasy football tickets like we've done in the past. That's always been successful.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do that. We also have a gambling seminar for you. The guys from Prop Swap will be in town. Mike North, Carmen DeFalco, the odds couple will be there to talk. I'm not positive that it had been suggested that maybe we're going to record a live edition of Crosstalk Unhinged. There's going to be a lot of new things. You're going to be put into a league. And then the Bears are playing that day.
Yeah.
So we get there mid-morning. That game starts at noon. And this is not just any preseason game. A, we get lots of Justin Fields, mm-hmm. right? This is the first preseason I'm looking forward to. What do you mean you think so? If he's not going to play in the regular season, I mean, he's got to play.
You make it sound like common sense rules the day up there. I hope so. I don't know.
That's when he's going to get his reps,
okay.
right?
I hope you take over control of the Bears' coaching duties then. Because anytime that you assume something's going to happen, I need to hit you with the cold water. Because usually the common sense move doesn't normally take place.
They can F that up too, can they? They're not, I mean, they're going to take a new rookie and they're not going to play him. I don't think we're going to get a whole thing of Justin Fields.
I would think
many
so as
series
well,
of
but
Justin
I don't
Fields.
Know. Look, Andy Dalton, this is his first spin with this team.
Well, they may be giving him a ton. Up to speed.
Listen.
Four quarters of Andy Dalton and then Nick Foles.
Like, did you go into a time machine and like forget all of the nonsensical moves that have taken place by that group up
there? I would think with only three preseason games.
I don't know if there'll
be one last.
Could be game three where he gets all of his run.
We better get lots and lots of Justin Fields.
You have become a trusting fellow when it comes to your Chicago Bears, and I don't know why.
So I'll make the prediction now that it's going to be lots of Justin Fields versus Mitch Trubisky in this game. It's Bears-Bills. So the point of all this is not to get into our Bears conversation yet, but to buy tickets for the Fantasy Football Convention. It's also brought to you by Prop Swap, Hooters, Bettenhausen Automotive, and 3Chi. Again, the website to buy your tickets. ESPNChicagoFFC.com.
Get it done, people. Get it done.
What game was it, boys, when it was Warriors-Raptors NBA Finals and Kevin Durant decided to test out the Achilles? And he started off hot, and I was so excited for that. Would the even with this? I think Klay Thompson was already out. I'm not sure. I forget how that happened. But that series had my juices flowing.
Ooh, yeah.
I loved the Warriors at that time. I think I had money on the Warriors, and I was like very hopeful that KD would come back and be really good. And he started off great, and then the next thing you know, he's grabbing the Achilles. Remember when all those Toronto fans were cheering for his injury?
Yeah, that was bad. Bad sportsmanship. By the way, was that an illegal bet, or was that a legal bet at that time?
I think I had a bet with some... Abdallah had like a Bovada bet down
okay,
for me.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, we bet illegally through Abdallah for quite some time.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
So I was so excited for that game. There wasn't a game last year that excited me before the game like I'm excited for tonight.
Okay, now I've got the Lakers won. Who'd they beat last year?
Yeah,
the Miami Heat.
I wasn't excited for anything. Yeah. Like, I didn't say that it wasn't good. I was happy that they were playing basketball, that we had sports. It was cool to watch. I have a little LeBron fatigue. I didn't really get going. My juices weren't flowing like it was when it was LeBron with the Cavs against the Warriors. Nothing in the bubble because of the lackluster atmosphere got me going. And you know me, I've liked having the new players. You at times have said, look, the injuries and the quality of play haven't been up to snuff. The series, it's in an environment just north of us where they haven't won in 50 years. They're playing a team that's not won at all. Giannis has come back from a knee injury that we maybe were thinking he was going to miss a few games of the NBA Finals.
Can you also say that despite him being the MVP, there were still questions, so to speak, that he was in the process of answering and has answered those questions? Giannis.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes. That he's going to do it in a different way, but he's still going to be able to get it done.
Yeah.
In many different ways. And if you can't appreciate what he's been able to deliver, then you're not giving him his just due. Again, it's different than the modern NBA. He doesn't hit shots from all over the court. He doesn't hit shots from 30 feet. He gets to the hoop. He posts up. He rebounds. He finishes the alley-oop. He gets to the free throw line. You know, he's been a little bit better lately with the free throw shooting.
Yeah.
But I'm excited and I know a lot of people believe the Bucks are going to finish this off tonight. Like, can Chris Paul, who is everyone's sweetheart through three rounds of the postseason,
that's all we heard about.
You know, that he was the reason why the Suns got good this year. He was the reason why many people on the Suns took the next step. He was the reasons why they won the Western Conference Finals. To now, just a few days later, we're saying, is he going to be the reason why they lose? Can he re-find the magic that he's had with Phoenix all year? There's still a game to do it.
Yeah. I think that, first of all, I think Budenholzer did a nice job a couple of games ago making the adjustment to picking him up with Drew Holiday, you know, at full court and making him work to get up the court. Thought it was a good defensive adjustment that they made. I don't know what to expect from him because he was fantastic throughout the postseason. I think he even was, you know, pretty darn special the first couple of games that they won in Phoenix. He was a disaster in game four. A disaster in game four.
It looked like we joked. If you ever wanted to see what it would look like, I know he wasn't.
Right.
It looked like he was trying for the other team to win. Again, the old Space Jam that he had his powers taken away.
Yeah.
Jeff Van Gundy today, you know, was having none of it.
No,
he was on with Carmen and Yurko about an injury.
Yeah, no, I've heard a lot of guys say. I mean, there have been a lot of guys that have been asked about whether or not, and every one of them says, listen, don't give him the easy way out. Who do we see on the jump all the time, played with the Cavs, won a title with?
Richard Jefferson?
Yes, I think Jefferson was one that was very vocal about this a couple of days ago and said, look, you can't. Just because he's had a brilliant career, you can't cut him any slack. I mean, he has not delivered, and you can't blame this on an injury.
Yeah, I've enjoyed the postseason. I've enjoyed this series. I think there's been a lot of twists, and I'm not close-minded to think that this is over. Like I told you, I wouldn't bet on the Suns tonight. But we've seen many of these series that we all keep thinking are over. You know, you were saying before the show, a lot of the national guys, when it was too love, thought it was over for the Bucks.
Yes.
There was a lot of, you know, hey, this is over. And there was a coronation of Chris Paul and the Suns. And there were a lot of people that didn't think that this was going to be a series. The thing that has been most impressive to me about the Bucks, and I think it's the hallmark of any championship team, is when your back is against the wall, you find a way to respond. Think about it. They were down 6 to start the fourth quarter in game 4. They got down to 9. Their deficit was 9 at one point in the fourth quarter. They found a way to bounce back in Phoenix's building.
Yeah.
And then in game 5, They withstood a monster charge from the Suns to start that game and found a way to come back. Conversely, the Suns have not found a way to keep the momentum and put the Bucks away in the last couple of games, and the Bucks have shown the spine of a champion the last 5 quarters.
You were talking, I think, in game 3. You thought they were 4. It was, yes, after the Bucks won. You said to me, this is where we had that discussion, Bucks are going to get boat raced tonight.
I thought in game 4.
Yes,
after the game 3, I thought that the Suns were going to bounce back after that loss and win that game. And then I thought that they would actually win the title in 5 in the game back in Phoenix.
I'm not trying to make you look like an idiot. The point is like in the NBA, things can turn quickly.
Of course.
It can turn quickly.
Was there any thought in your mind that Chris Paul would play the way he did in game 4 of that series?
No way.
Not a chance.
No.
They turned it over 17 times in that game.
And I thought he was going to be great in game 5. I thought he was really going to find his validation and find a way for that team to win. And they dug that big hole and they had the huge rally. But still, I mean, I am not going to discredit, though, Chris Paul. There's a lot of people now all of a sudden, oh, Chris Paul's overrated again. We're back there? Wait a minute. We talked the whole year that the reason why the Suns took this huge jump from the success in the bubble to being an NBA Finals team because Chris Paul, his leadership and his ability on the court.
He's had a great career. He's a Hall of Famer, but ultimately in the here and now, they evaluate on how you play in on the biggest stage under the brightest lights. And unfortunately, again, remember, in game 4, the Suns are the first team in NBA history to shoot 50% from the field and lose to a team that shot 40% from the field.
So do you think that the Suns can come back and surprise people tonight?
Listen, I've been way off on how I have interpreted what is going to happen in this series. I wouldn't be shocked by anything. If I had to put my money down, I would play the Bucks on the money line. But that's a bad bet because I think it's 2-1.
Yeah.
So I would keep my money in my pocket. But
so
that means
I'm playing the Suns tonight.
There you go. So I would definitely fade me right now. You know how gambling goes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't lose and other times you can't win.
Are you as excited as we are for this game? I am so juiced for tonight's game. And I know we have this huge rivalry with Wisconsin. We hate the Packers. I don't hate the Bucks. Like, I really dislike the Brewers, and then I hate the Packers. I think it's a cool scene. I think the 60,000 people outside, and we want to talk to Ben Brust, our teammate, and he played for a Final Four team that got a lot of love in the state of Wisconsin. He's going to be on the air if the Bucks win tonight and clinch. I want to get his thought on what it's been like in Milwaukee. And could we ever pull off, like, he's from here. Could we ever pull off a Deer District? Where would that location be?
I just love the fact that you've become a Bucks and a White Sox fan. I think that's refreshing for me.
No, don't shape it that way. I'm kind of rooting for the Suns so I could see a game 7. I want this to last as long as possible. 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. We'll talk to Ben Brust next.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Can't wait for tonight. NBA Finals Game 6. Bucks can close them out. Take a call or two here, then we'll talk to Ben Brust from ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison, but he's from the Chicago area and is a huge Chicago sports fan. Dan and Lyle, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Danny?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, you were right. It's been about Milwaukee's defense and the fact that the officials have let them play very physical on the Suns, when they put Drew Holiday on Chris Paul and they moved P.J. Tucker to Devin Booker, those guards have gotten some points, but they've really had to work extra hard, and it's really cost them come down the stretch. They just don't have the energy anymore.
I would say the biggest impact is the Holiday on CP3 because Book has still found a way to get his. Like, he's been their only offensive option for the last five quarters.
He's been great. Scott in Highland Park, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
First of all, I want to say I was at the Sox game last night with my daughter. That walk-off was sensational. But I want to talk about the Bucks series. I believe that the Bucks are going to close it out. If you look at there's been a pattern in the playoffs where they've looked horrible in the first few games, and they've come back and won the series. And the last thing I just want to say is I want to express my appreciation to both of you guys. Sylvie, I know you've been through a lot, and you, the humility that you brought with the job has been inspiring. And I just want to say thank you for the way you treat the guests, and I love your show. I'll hang up and listen
Thanks,
to what
Scott.
You have to
Means
say.
Means a lot. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, what can you say to that?
You splashed a good water bottle as well.
I did, right. Yeah. That's on
with force.
We put that on Twitter, too. It is to start the show. Waddle said, this is reinvigorating like cold water to the face. I said, well, that's not fun. He goes, here, do it to me.
Reinvigoration is not it does not equate to fun. It's just like it gets
enjoyable.
You going.
I think it's more enjoyable. Really? For me, that's the way
I
interpret
jumping
it.
In a cold pool. I don't.
No. Who likes that?
Yeah.
Ben Brust is a great success story from here, and he played on one of the Wisconsin Final Four teams. And then now he is an award-winning talk show host over at ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison.
Yeah, I believe he's the mayor of the Deer District, isn't he?
Oh, Ben Brust joins us on the Corona Hotline. Are you the mayor of the Deer District? Have you had a beer or two there?
I was until we had the ESPN Milwaukee Open today. So we are at a golf outing enjoying some good times with partners, fans, and teammates. But I got to say, man, Sylvie, you have evolved. Thank goodness for the ESPN 1000 app. I open it up, and Waddle's right. You're a Bucks fan. You've evolved to a White Sox fan and a betting man.
No. Yes, he's an open mind.
That's
and he has, you know what? He's evolved, and there's no question. You are 100% correct.
and now I'm on HD, too. Like I'm on FM. This is crazy. I listened to AM my entire life.
Have you been, though, to the Deer District while it's going on? You have always liked a good party, if I know you well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's pretty much do whatever you want in there, and for good reason. I mean, I think what's been so cool about the Deer District is even people from Chicago, even listening to the callers, there's a feeling where if you are watching a game, whether you're in Chicago or whether you're in the East Coast or West Coast, when you see the Deer District, it just looks cool. It's hard not to root for something that looks so much fun. We've been doing our show, Scalzone Brust, from 4 to 6 in a bar in the Deer District, and you just feel the energy, and they opened it up to 65,000 people Ooh. Outside the stadium today with the 20 plus thousand inside. So I'm with you guys in NBA Waddle is still alive and well. He's right. I mean, what the Bucks have done to Chris Paul has been unbelievable from game one. To take it a step further, they were switching everything, and Chris Paul had an unbelievable game. Brooke Lopez basically had to guard Devin Booker and Chris Paul. Drew Holiday now is getting over every single screen, and that has been the main adjustment, just how tough he has been on Chris Paul, and more so, Waddle, on the mental side of things. The adjustment not just to guard him full court, because the amount of minutes that he is playing in this series and how often he is guarding him, when you get the ball as a point guard and you see Drew Holiday just staring at you, if you have to go the whole entire way up the floor, I think it's mentally taken a toll on him physically as well. So it's really been that Drew Holiday adjustment that has really hurt Chris Paul.
So, Ben, I mean, after the first two games, both games obviously played in Phoenix, there was a lot of talk that this isn't going to be much of a series because people looked at what the Bucks were doing and couldn't understand why they weren't making that adjustment. How do you explain, looking back at it, why they allowed that to take place before they made this adjustment?
Well, I mean, they did it only in game one, and in game two, they played a little bit better. Giannis had a you know, a 40-point game, then 10-plus 10-plus rebound game. So it's simply just been like, finally, the message has been from Coach Budenholzer to make that adjustment. And Drew Holiday has taken it upon himself to take Chris Paul out of the game. Now, I tend to agree with Sylvie that although the Bucks have won these last three games, they had game four stolen from them. The Suns did. You know, they led 45 of 48 minutes. They have now lost two really close games in a row. It's not like they played bad. They shot the ball really well. So I don't think this series is over. I think we're going to see a tight game. And we've just seen some incredible moments down the stretch. So everything feels amazing in the state of Wisconsin. The buzz, the energy, the Deer District, 65,000 people. But I want to say that's enough, but that's not logic. Logic would say there's going to be another tight game.
Our buddy Ben Brust joining us. He played on one of the Wisconsin Final Four teams. He's from here, played Mundelein High School, a big ESPN 1000 guy for a long time. I met his brother years ago, and that's how I was introduced to Ben. So are you a Bucks fan now? You know, you're throwing it at me. You played in that state. You're celebrated in that state. But you're a huge Bulls fan and Chicago sports fan. So, are you rooting for the Bucks?
Let's just say my former teammate Frank Kaminsky, who's not getting much time on the Phoenix Suns, gave me a ticket to tonight's game. I feel like I can't be rooting against my own teammate. If one of my best friends has an opportunity to have an NBA Finals championship ring on his finger, how am I supposed to be rooting against my friend? So I love being in the state of Wisconsin. I love the energy that's around the Bucks. But
you're a Suns fan.
I'll whisper it to you. I want to see Frank Kaminsky get to Game 7.
So you're sitting in Frank's seats tonight?
I am. Your good buddy, Frank Kaminsky.
I don't know if it was a bad night at the ESPYs when I met him. The anniversary was just there. But he just was not a friendly dude. But everyone raves about Frank.
Maybe it wasn't Frank.
No, it was. No. Guys don't. And your average guy at the ESPYs doesn't look like that.
No. My point is, maybe it was you. Maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it was a you thing. Maybe it wasn't a Frank thing. Will you chug a beer like Bakhtiari and his dad do?
They're not going to show him. He's rooting for
They're not going to show me.
I don't care if they show him or not. I want him to guzzle a 16-ounce beer there for me.
I would love to. Do I just do it for you on Twitter?
Yes, just take a picture of it. Just send it to me as a text. I don't care.
We'll send it out to everybody. Yeah, the Suns fan Ben Brust chugs at Bucks game.
Listen, if you know what, FaceTime me and I'll chug one in my house while you're chugging one at the game. We'll do it together.
Done. And you guys mentioned the Deer District. Like, if this Arlington Park thing somehow happens for the Bears,
it will.
Do you kind of replicate that and just create a scene of bars, you know, in an area for people to gather? Because, you know, Sylvie has promised me that, you know, throughout everything, you know, that caller mentioned, Sylvie, very, very humble. He still owes me a Bears game. You know, he's made it through it. He's still got to take me to a Bears game. I've never been.
I think it was after chemo treatment number two, and I got the picture of Ben. He sent me a picture and a card, and he said, "Bears game, we're still going on you."
As you're coming out of the cancer treatment. That's a quality move, Ben.
It's a ballsy move, man, right?
That's gangster right there.
Yeah. Remember the cancer wishes segment that we did?
Yeah, we did that.
Explain this to us. Where is this place? So it's right by the arena, but how is there room if there's all these people coming to the game with parking? How do they have room to fit 60,000 people? And could, besides Arlington Heights, could we ever pull that off somewhere here?
Yeah, I can't picture it in downtown Chicago. I mean, I've been in an apartment complex that like has looked over Lollapalooza. And, like, that's kind of a big area with lots of people, but it's not near an arena. And then if you put an arena in that area, the city of Chicago is pretty well put in with what buildings there are. It's going to be hard to create, you know, a new area. So I don't know how you do it, because they made plans for this. When they knocked down the Bradley Center, which is where the Bucks played, like, that is an area now that is open, which is why they're able to bring in more screens and have more people. So this was all part of the process as they revamped the city of Milwaukee. the city of Chicago is amazing. I don't know how much revamping it needs, if that makes sense.
Real quick, should Bulls fans like us take anything from watching the Bucks if, in fact, they do what you don't want them to do, which is close this out and win an NBA title? When we look to the Bucks, what should we extrapolate as it may pertain to our own team?
You need to hit on a draft pick. Giannis Antetokounmpo was a number 15 pick in the first round. It's not like he was, you know, he was the I don't even know if that's considered lottery, but it was the middle of the first round, and look what he grew into. So if you can find talent, and we've seen talent be grabbed in the second round. You see now even more people as undrafted free agents become big stories. If you can find that guy and get him to love your city and not leave, Giannis has shown, like, he chose to stay in this. Who chooses to stay in the city of Milwaukee? I mean, now Christian Yelich from the Brewers had. Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay, but that's not Milwaukee. That's Green Bay. Other than, you know, 8 Sundays in Green Bay, who would want to be in Green Bay? So if you can find that draft pick and build around it, I mean, look what Giannis has been able to do. And they have, you know, they obviously got rid of Eric Bledsoe and brought in Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton developed. Like, it's not like they did anything wild. This isn't built like your traditional super team where you're bringing in, you know, free agents. So you can do it from the ground up. It's not easy. You got to hit on your draft pick.
All right. Have fun tonight. And where can people listen to you if the Bucks win tonight?
We'll be 94.5 ESPN in Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN in Madison, and streaming on that ESPN app. So Scott Foster, though, is reffing. Chris Paul, 0-12, his last playoff games.
Ben is going to be celebrating a Bucks NBA title wearing a Frank Kaminsky jersey.
Yeah, right. Have fun, Ben. Thank you.
Later, guys.
Thanks, there, man. You go, Ben Brust. We've got Waddle's World coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie are with you as you return to the office, just like that annoying coworker that always talks about their cat. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000. This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
It's time to find out what's on Tom's mind.
Is that why you are here?
As we go inside Waddle's World.
Watched a little late night Gladiator the other night, probably 3 or 4 nights ago.
Really?
That's a movie that, like, even if it's on at 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, I'll turn it on and watch it for 15, 20 minutes.
That's a stop and watch, right?
Yeah.
That's what we call a stop and watch.
Yeah.
There are several movies in my... you know, that I have a love for, that if I am scrolling through the guide, which I don't do much anymore.
No.
Like, I'm going to streaming services these days when I'm not watching sports.
Yeah.
But when I do, if it's like I'm going through the Xfinity guide, and yes, like a Hoosiers, like a,
yeah.
a whatchamacallit, the, why can't I think of it,
I'm a Braveheart. Braveheart is a stop and watch for me.
I can't, like,
give me
a, it's a
give
mental
me character.
Block.
Give me a character. We're going to get this.
It's the prison movie that ever, it's the best movie ever.
Shawshank?
Yeah, Shawshank.
Shawshank, yeah. Merkin's never seen that.
No matter where Shawshank is, no matter where it is,
you'll
in the movie, beginning, middle, towards the end, if you scroll through it, you see Shawshank is on, you're like, stop and watch time.
Yeah.
Step Brothers,
will you watch the rest
way.
Of it? Will you watch the rest of it or just a little piece?
Depending on how much time I have.
Yeah.
If I have that time, I'll watch the whole thing.
Even if it's at night, you know you need to get some sleep?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. If I'm not falling asleep, I'll stay up. And these days, it's been knocking me out. I got this really good CBD oil that's been... it's been knocking me out.
What time are you closing your eyes?
Like 10. I'm like an 11 Ooh, o'clock guy.
Okay.
10:45,
nice.
11 o'clock guy.
When are you getting up out of bed?
My alarm rings at 7:01.
And will you sleep until the alarm?
No, like, hell no.
Okay, so you're up before the alarm.
Braxton will wake us up once a night. My bladder will wake me up once or twice
a night.
What
time are you getting up to pee these days?
I'm a 2 a.m. guy. Like,
really?
It's only about 3 hours afterwards.
Really?
My snoring wakes me up. My wife wakes me up because I am snoring.
Your own snoring wakes you up?
Sometimes, yes.
Really?
Yeah. And I've had sleep studies, but I don't have apnea, so it's not, you know, so I have looked into that.
I guess I'm fortunate. I usually wait till about 5 before I have to get up and go to the
bathroom.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah,
look at
for
you.
Me, yeah.
For an older guy.
Yeah, no doubt. And I chug water before I go to sleep.
Oh, yeah. I'm very,
you're
very
chuggy.
Dehydrated.
You're very chuggy.
Well, you see me the way how much water I drink during the day. And I took your advice, too. I bought on Amazon those instant IV packs.
Yes.
It's a different brand, this one. The ones that you recommended had too much sugar. But it's these little packets that I put in now, either after I'm done drinking for a night or after a workout of mine. Like,
you know,
today I worked out hard, and then instead of just drinking water, I had this electrolyte drink, which just hydrates your body.
They
say energy.
It's the equivalent of 3 waters in one.
Yeah.
But yes, if you have had a lot to drink the night before, I take one when I go to bed and I take one when I wake up. And it has helped ease the pain of a hangover at the age of 54.
It's the simplest advice that I don't believe the world really goes by or knows well. That, look, if you hydrate while you're drinking, between beers, have a drink.
Yeah.
A glass of water.
Yeah, not a scotch.
Right. At the end of the night, pound some water. Have some Pedialyte.
Yeah.
You know, Barstool even does this now where they're marketing their own Pedialyte for
that's
people,
fantastic.
For college kids.
Yeah.
And so, I mean,
it's got
that's
electrolytes,
key.
It's got sodium, it's got everything you need to help make you feel better.
Your hangover is usually due to dehydration.
Correct.
So if you can hydrate, you could stave that off.
Amen. Waddle's World is brought to you by our great partners at Wintrust Community Bank. Chicago's banks is who they are. To find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank, visit wintrust.com/finest, member FDIC. And by the way, that hydration...
the packet?
Yeah, no, the little seminar that we just put on. It's an injury report. No, it's not.
Yeah, no, it is.
It kind of is.
It's our type of injury. A hangover is classified as an injury.
Well, the Luis Robert story is how we're going to approach this as well. Begins a minor league rehab assignment tomorrow.
I'm telling you, could the news be any better?
No, it's
coming
fantastic.
Together in bunches. From the Lance Lynn deal to beating Houston to having a walk-off Gavin Sheets home run yesterday to Aloy around the corner and now Robert starting the rehab. All the Ducks are getting in a row here.
May 2nd, I believe, was the day of the injury at Guaranteed Rate Field, and he was initially ruled out 3 to 4 months, so... you know, he's back on the timeline, which is great. And today's injury report, whether it was the hydration conversation or the update on Luis Robert, brought to you by our friends at Rush University System for Health. Rush has been providing excellent care to patients throughout the pandemic. No need to delay health visits. They offer care in safe environments or virtually. Learn more at rush.edu. A good game 6 side story tonight. Scott Foster, the official, considered to be the nemesis of Chris Paul, will referee tonight's game. I believe Chris Paul, 2-15 overall in playoff games he has played in that Foster has refereed, and he has a very contentious history with Foster.
I thought he was like 0-12. I thought he was
11 straight postseason losses in games that he's played in with Foster as part of the officiating crew.
If that's a stat, why include him in the officiating crew?
It is a great question.
He's not good enough.
Why allow that to be part of the narrative
the
for Game 6 story?
If there's a controversial call here, I think it opens up debates. I don't understand why, if that's a stat that a player never wins with an official, it's not like Scott Foster is this great official, you know?
Well, yeah, and Sylvie, he is known in the NBA circles. Not a me guy. He's a bad official.
Yeah. So why?
He's an official throughout the season that people point out. Like, if you're gambling and you really want to get into the weeds in NBA gambling, you watch the officials and you watch how they call games. And the Chris Paul thing is, so he's 2-15 straight up with Scott Foster officiating his playoff games for his career. He's 2-15 against the spread with Foster officiating his playoff games. He's 0-11 in his last 11 games with Foster as the official. He's 1-10 against the spread in that span.
You know, a conspiracy theorist would say that the owners, perhaps, were the billionaires in this league, want Scott Foster there because Chris Paul is the player rep. He's the president of the Players Association. I'm going to stick it to him a little bit. which is stupid. But yeah, you don't want to open up
the negotiations.
You don't want to open up if an official is not that important where you need to include him.
You think LeBron will be at Game 6 tonight as well?
Will he have his own bottle of tequila?
Was that what? Did he sneak a little booze into the building?
But he took offense to them. Someone tweeted out, look, they let LeBron bring in his own tequila. And he laughed at that. Let me. Like, he can do what he wants, basically, is what he was saying. If I want my own tequila, I bring in my own tequila. Now,
did Michael create his own tequila first? No. I'm not sure.
Yeah. So, I don't know if it was it LeBron's own tequila. It was a bottle of it. I don't think of his tequila, just a bottle of tequila. Bring your own tequila.
Because I do believe Michael Jordan has come out with a very expensive brand of tequila, hasn't he, over the course of the last 12
months?
Does he?
I know Clooney has one.
Yeah, the Casamigos.
He sold that one, yeah.
That's a very good tequila.
Cashed out for like a bill.
Doesn't The Rock have his own tequila now, too? Like, I'm trying to get more... into, you know me, I like tequila.
Yeah, sipping tequila.
After dinner tequila. Yeah.
I usually drink it in shots, but I'm not as refined as you.
Was LeBron James truly at the game on Saturday to support Chris Paul? Because like he said, Chris Paul went to his first NBA Finals and they're banana boat bros. They've known each other forever. Or was he there because the movie was coming out? And he knew.
Yes.
And
both. Probably. But, yes.
If he didn't have the movie coming out, would he have been there?
Don't know.
I don't think so.
And maybe he's got a tequila coming out. I don't know. I have a couple of other sports-a-roo stories when we come back, and a little bit of nonsense as well in the nuttiest story of the day. That's next.
Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You are listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
I know how you like a good Aaron Rodgers story. So Shefty had another nug of info today. Aaron Rodgers has turned down a 2-year extension from the Green Bay Packers this offseason, according to Shefty. The deal, sources said, would have tied the reigning MVP to the Packers for 5 more seasons and made him the highest paid quarterback and player in football. Because he's already got 3 years left on his deal.
Right. I want to talk.
Rodgers said no. Nope.
I want to talk more about this at 4. It affects the Bears and your list.
Don't want it. Another football story for you. How about this? Nick Saban reveals that Alabama quarterback Bryce Young has earned ungodly numbers in income from the NIL deals. Okay. Speaking at the Texas High School Coaches Association convention on Tuesday, Saban raised some eyebrows when he was asked about name, image, and likeness laws. With his answer, he revealed the Crimson Tide quarterback Bryce Young is doing pretty well for himself. Quote, our QB has already approached ungodly numbers, and he hasn't even played yet.
Well, isn't that, you would think, like, at first blush, you would think, well, Nick Saban's not going to like this. Well, he will, because his quarterbacks are going to get paid. Thus, it's going to keep the recruiting coming,
yes,
right?
It's recruiting without having to recruit.
It's like Coach Cal. Yeah. Coach Cal doesn't mind when guys are drafted after 1 year and go to the NBA, because then more one-year players who are going to go to the NBA come to him. You know what I mean? So more of the, like, they have problems recruiting to begin with. But this, I would think, would help them also.
My pushback on that thought would be Bryce Young would be getting the endorsement deals whichever school he selects.
Sure.
So, like, there's nothing about Alabama that makes him more desirable
except that it's a football city. You know what I mean?
All of the big top schools were after Bryce Young. So whether it be Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, USC, Texas, you know what I mean? Like, he's going to be making the star quarterbacks are going to be making a lot of money no matter where they end up.
If I told you what it is, Saban added, it's almost 7 figures.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, Chris. I'm not saying that that's not true, but I'm saying why Saban likes that too is also because he wants that recruiting.
Absolutely.
Never to dry up. That he's an adapt or die guy. Not one of these old schools. Well, my quarterbacks don't make any money. If you don't like it, you go somewhere else. No. You adapt to the new rules quickly.
I also, for later football conversations, have a list of weapons It's a weapons list in the NFL, okay? As the NFL offensive weapons rankings are out as well. Everybody's got a ranking for everything
prior to the start. We should do those.
So I have that for you as well.
The future power rankings, too, that we touched on briefly before the White Sox game should come up, too. We got lots of NFL conversation.
By the way, did you see that Jeff Bezos, however you want to pronounce his name, he and his brother and two others went into space on their own rocket ship today. I watched that. Jeff Bezos and his brother and a woman and a young person who paid, I think, hundreds of thousands of dollars. They blasted off into space.
I would love it. I mean, and he believes that we're going to have to live on the moon.
You got a half a mil to get on that rocket ship?
It's called Blue Origins. I was thinking about this. What would the name of your rocket be? We were just the other day thinking of like...
It Ain't Gonna Happen.
Ain't Gonna Happen
ain't
Rocket?
Gonna happen.
That's not good. I mean,
because I ain't getting on it.
Really? But if you did want to get on it, if you could name a rocket... This guy, would yours be Blue Chew or would yours be promo code ESPN Black? What would your rocket be?
What would my rocket be named?
Yes, if you had all this amount of money and you can name your own rocket, what would your rocket be?
Diamond Dogs of Space.
That's good. I like that.
You're working at a Ted Lasso reference, plus you're going up to space, so you know.
What about you, Tyler? Do you have a rocket name?
I'm with Waddle. It ain't going to happen.
Why?
Ain't gonna happen. I'm not going to space.
Why wouldn't you? You're an explorer. It's cool. Why?
Are you an explorer? I didn't know. I'm not an explorer either.
So you're on your own on this. Also, they didn't go to space. They went by space for 10 minutes and then came back.
The whole thing lasted 11 minutes.
What kind of asinine trip is that?
It was privately financed.
No, I know, but you're
going
to
make sure the machinery works before all of a sudden you build the space station. Bezos should be up there building his own space station today.
If you're spending that much money, you should probably get a longer trip out of it, no?
I don't think it matters to him. He could be back again. But I think he wants to do way more. I think this is just the starting point. I love that you riffed this guy.
What?
Flex, big thing. He is not a space explorer.
I'm not either.
You really have to do stuff in space. You have to be floating around the space station in order for Bleck to give you some space respect.
They were there for 11 minutes.
Yeah.
It's still
that's
pretty
an expensive
cool.
11 minute
stupid.
Flight.
Yeah,
the whole
know.
Thing is stupid.
And real quick, the nuttiest story of the day brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey at Night with Screwball.
And it's bound to get a little bit
How
nutty.
How about this? While cleaning his new home, a man uncovered a mysterious staircase leading to an underground tunnel labyrinth that possibly originated before the Middle Ages.
Wow.
We're in Rome, okay? And this man decided he was going to start cleaning the house and is amazed to discover the so-called dining room was a stairway that led to a tunnel filled with bats and Ooh, other stuff.
That would scare the you-know-what out.
Yeah.
Did they find anything cool in there?
Not
that
yet.
Hadn't
he's
been
still,
cleaned
he's
out?
Still searching.
That's
he's
pretty searching. Cool, though, that you don't you have the secret basement that you didn't even know you had.
Yes. Pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Pretty nutty.
All right.
Pretty nutty.
It is very nutty. 312-332-3776 if you want to react. Our reaction to the Aaron Rodgers news, how it impacts the Bears. And Waddles, what are we up to, number six?
I believe we are up to number six.
The most important Bears list, he will unveil who the sixth most important Bear is coming up in 2 short minutes.